Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
Powell saying about inflation and interest rate cuts. How about some surprise inflation readings out of Europe? How about some inspiration from Tim Grover? That and a Vegas meetup. Folks, let's talk about the Vegas meetup first. If you are in Las Vegas or plan to be in Las Vegas the week of April 17th, and you want to come meet me, meet Olivia, meet Ty, we are hosting a Vegas meetup. Go ahead and reach out to me. I'll get you the address. It is being held at Stewart Title Company. I will give you the specific address and location. But April 17th, 6 p.m., we'll be hosting a One Rental at a Time meetup. Again, come meet the folks involved in buying Vegas. Come look at, understand what our buy box is. Come be a part of the show. Yes, Vegas meetup, April 17th, 6 p.m., Stewart Title. Send me a message. I will put the address, or I'll put the address below in the description. So lots and lots of stuff going on. Let's go to Jerome Powell first. Jerome Powell, again, is in front of a microphone. He is talking, taking questions, and he basically is saying much of the same. What is he saying? We need more evidence that inflation is truly falling. What do I take from that? Certainly, no cuts in May. No cuts in May. The fact that there are still odds for a rate cut in May are hilarious to me. In fact, when I hear Jerome Powell say we need more evidence that inflation is not a problem, I actually am starting to think no rate cut in June. Then it gets interesting. Because as I've said for a long time now, July, yes folks, July, in my opinion, July is the last month that the Fed can take their first rate cut. I do not believe the Fed wants to cut in September. It is too close to the election. I believe if they're going to cut, it will be July or December. We shall see. And Jerome Powell also took questions about influencing the election, and he basically said the same thing. We are focused on our duty of taking care of the American people, full employment, stable prices, yada, yada, yada. Well, Jerome Powell, we're going to find out by actions. I don't know about you, but I watch actions, not words. So let's see what happens again. No rate cut in May, likely not enough time for rate cuts in June. We're getting pretty close to July for the first rate cut. So that is what Jerome Powell is saying. What are others saying? Let's actually talk about Europe, the Eurozone. The Eurozone had a surprise. They actually had a significant drop in inflation, more than expected. Let me make sure I get the data. Yes, inflation unexpectedly slowed to 2.4% in March. That beat expectations both on the headline and core. Again, the Eurozone, this now is prompting folks in the Eurozone to look for rate cuts. I think it was Switzerland. You and I talked about 3 weeks ago about a surprise rate cut out of Europe, and I think it was Switzerland. Now the Eurozone, again with a surprise drop in inflation, could be on the cusp of rate cuts. It'll be interesting to see if the U.S. data starts to accelerate, as we have talked about a lot. We are seeing shelter frankly, inaccurately reported. So it would be very interesting to see if that shelter stuff starts to roll off in a meaningful way. So again, that was very interesting. I actually want to talk about a question that I got yesterday in the comments. Thank you, folks. If you don't know, I still read each and every comment. So thank you for that. I'm not great at replying. I typically give very short replies. I'm sorry, but at least I read every comment. And there was a question yesterday that I wanted to address here because I think it's important. And I think this is a talk track of some of the crash bros and doomers. They are reaching, in my opinion, for another excuse to talk about a housing crash. So here it goes. Basically, it says, Michael, can the commercial real estate crash that you talk about, and I agree with, lead to single family home crashes? So let's step back and realize what commercial real estate is crashing, and then we can talk about can it lead to single family. So first, commercial real estate is crashing because of a couple of reasons. One, in the office space, there is a lot of work from home, offices are vacant, lease ups, all of that. And what you are seeing is a lot of buildings, like we just saw a building in Chicago, in Washington, D.C., in Denver, and likely dozens more, go back to the bank. What happens? Well, the owner of that building loses their equity. Then the bank will sell it and lose some of the note. None of that leads to mass layoffs. I think there is a talk track that commercial real estate is going to crash, and that is going to lead to mass layoffs. That's not how it works. The building is still standing. Whoever is working there is still working there. It's just the ownership of that building changes. Nothing about the building changes. In fact, the people that are in the building will probably never even know it was sold for less than it was 3 or 4 years ago. So let's talk about multifamily. What if it's multifamily? We just saw a Chicago multifamily building, I think it was on Lakeshore Drive, go for a 40% discount. Again, the equity loses, goes to zero. The bank takes some kind of haircut, but the tenants at that multifamily probably never even knew that they had a new ownership until they get a notice on their door. So, in the end, I think commercial real estate crash, which I absolutely think is in the second inning and will get worse, it will impact asset owners, it will impact the rich, it will impact insurance companies, it will undoubtedly at some level impact the bank's balance sheets and cash reserves and bad debts. But as far as mass layoffs because of commercial defaults, it doesn't tie together. In my opinion, any commercial real estate pain, whether it be office or multifamily, will not impact the operators or the people in the building, the people in the building. That's just not how it works. So I do not believe these fools who are grasping at straws saying that the commercial real estate pain will lead to single family pain. In fact, the only thing you might be able to lean on is these banks who have pain will lend less. I think that's fair. I think that's accurate. But also, I think it's been going on for a year. We have been talking about since Silicon Valley Bank that commercial banks or community banks will not lend as much. So that is not new. That is not different. And of course, never forget that single family is dominated by Fannie, Freddie, VA, and others. So again, I do not personally see this mass contagion from commercial real estate debt issues creating a single family issue. That is at least my opinion. So thank you for the question. I thought that was one that we should talk about. Let's talk about David Einhorn. David Einhorn thinks that inflation is actually reaccelerating. This could be a problem, right? We have seen commodities, specifically oil, kind of bottom and come back. We are seeing food accelerate. So this could be a problem. And if you're looking at the wage data, we are seeing wages. I think we reported that yesterday up 5.1%. Again, a noticeable trend upward. So could we be on the cusp of wage inflation? Possibly. David Einhorn believes that inflation is reaccelerating, so he is buying gold. Yes, folks, David Einhorn is buying the yellow rock and actually says it is a very large position. So again, go ahead and research David Einhorn, E-I-N-H-O-R-N, if you want to see why he is currently buying gold. How about Steve Cohen, another hedge fund guy? Steve Cohen is saying that the Fed is going to have a very hard time getting inflation down to 2%, which is their goal. Well, Steve, I think the Fed would agree with you. Have you not seen their dot plot? The Fed doesn't think they'll get to 2% until 2025, 2026. So again, I do not think that is new information. However, he does say that the economy is just too strong, and this is important, and we could be on the cusp of constrained labor supply. And if that happens, we will see wage inflation. Folks, we have to watch wage inflation. Again, we are a services-based economy. And of course, as you know, the largest input to services is what? Wages. So this is something that is important for us to watch. Let's talk about some earnings, one good, one bad, and ask ourselves, what does it mean? Folks, Ulta Beauty. Ulta Beauty has lowered expectations. They are out saying that we have seen cooling demand across the beauty category. That is interesting. I don't know if you've heard of this before, but one of the economic theories we studied when I was in school, gosh, 3 decades ago, was the lipstick effect. I don't know if you know what that is, but apparently in the 70s, when the economy was full of stagflation and it was yucky, ladies would go out and buy a little treat, and that treat was lipstick. They actually called it the lipstick effect. So if Ulta Beauty is seeing a decline across the beauty categories, what does that mean? I don't know. This is stuff that we have to watch. On the other side, Levi Strauss. Yes, Levi Strauss came out, beat expectations on revenue, on earnings, and raised guidance. Apparently, Levi Strauss has done a great job of going online and selling via their stores, thus limiting or increasing margin. Yes, for the first time, greater than 50% of Levi's were sold directly by Levi. If you don't know, Levi has really relied on distribution and other retail chains to sell their stuff, which obviously lowers margins. So Levi has adopted a new strategy of trying to sell more of their own stuff. And at least currently, that is working. I want to talk about a quote from Tim Grover. Again, Tim Grover will be the keynote speaker at WealthCon. Again, I will also be a speaker at WealthCon. I look forward to hopefully getting a picture with Mr. Grover. He had this quote that really hit hard for me this morning. If you think the cost of winning is high, just wait until you get the bill for regret. I think about this because I've had conversations with Coach Carson, Anna Kelly, Matt, and Dion about the fact that we, right, you and I, should be working towards early retirement. And when I think about that journey, right, I've talked about it, it's slow, it's hard, the first 5 years suck, all those things that you and I have talked about, but it is worth it. It is worth it. And again, I think about the folks that talk a good game but don't do the work. Trust me, I have met many folks in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who have a lot of money, but have more regrets. I can't tell you how many folks I have seen on 6-star vacations that cost $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, and even $50,000 for 2-3 week vacation who can't enjoy it. Who are 75, 78, 80, and they can't enjoy it. Folks, you need to work towards early retirement. It is a process. It takes time. It takes commitment. It takes consistency. It takes becoming elite at something, but it is worth it. It is worth it. Let's talk about Dr. Paul Willen, senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. Yes, folks, I read geeky economic papers on occasion. I used to read them a lot, but now they're kind of even dry for me. Read a paper by Dr. Willen, and basically he is out talking about the only fix for interest rate lock-in is time. It's time. Yes, you will have more and more folks get life events and sell. But when you look at the totality of folks who will hold their house longer, it will disproportionately impact and delay turnover. We will have more accidental landlords than any other time in history. Yes, we are seeing inventory rise. Yes, we are seeing new listings rise. These are small nits in the story. The beauty about Dr. Willen, senior economist, Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, is he is iterating something that I told you a year ago. Folks, we have this thing called the 54-year spreadsheet. You can get it on my website, onerentalatatime.com. If you haven't gotten yet, I don't know what to tell you. It's free. It's got 30, 40 economic metrics that go back to 1970. It goes back to stagflation. It goes back to high inflation. It goes through multiple recessions. That data set, each row in each cell has their source listed, so you can go directly to the source. I don't know why you don't have it. It's free. I should charge for it, but won't. That 54-year spreadsheet told me, just like 1981, just like really 1978 to 1994, that the only fix for interest rate lock-in is time. I find it hilarious that a PhD in economist took a year to figure this out when the data was pretty clear to me and we've talked about it for a year. But thankfully, now more and more economists will talk about it. Dr. Willen is very well respected, and others will dig into it and go, you know what? The only fix is time. Anything else I want to talk about? Yes, folks, again, remember we are doing a Vegas meetup. Vegas meetup, April 17th, 6 p.m. in Las Vegas. It will be at Stewart Title Company. I'll put the address below in the notes. You can always ask me. Also, don't forget the Zuber Letter. Yes, folks, zuberletter.com is going to be a real thing. It is going to be hopefully a weekly communication that goes out. It'll be a combination of One Rental at a Time and Resi Club. We are going to take the data that you and I talk about each week. We are actually going to have a professional writer create the newsletter. Thank you, Lance and Resi Club. I can't believe you said you would do this for us. And you want to be a part of it. Zuberletter.com. Go there. Give your email. It, again, will be free. And then finally, let's congratulate John and Cynthia. John and Cynthia were in contract to buy a duplex. And because they do what we talk about, they got in, they were communicating and with the seller or with the seller's agent and found out that the seller owned the duplex next door. These duplexes were going to be sold for $250. John and Cynthia said, you know what? What if we buy both? Will you give us a deal? And if memory serves, they negotiated $215. So they got a $35,000 discount on each or $70,000. Folks, do the work. Ask questions. Network. Cynthia and John, your cards will be in the mail. Congratulations, congratulations. You are amazing. Again, folks, Zuberletter.com, Vegas meetup. We are the fourth day in April, and no one has yet bought a course, How to Get Started One Rental at a Time. Again, it's only $399. Buy the course. I will give you the $200 Vegas event. Again, one of my weekly goals is to sell one or two of those. So again, we are in Thursday, and no one has bought it yet. So hey, if you've been interested, you've been thinking about it, it's time to step up. Buy it. I'll give you $200 Vegas event, which you will love. Again, John and Cynthia, congratulations. Take care. Later.